我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你满有恩惠和怜悯。
Because there is grace and mercy.
你也照着你的旨意来做成你所要做的工。
And you complete your work according to your will.
所以这些不配蒙恩的人到你面前来的时候，就尝到了。
So we who are not worthy of your grace, when we come into your presence, we taste your extra grace.
实在是你丰满的恩典在我们身上显出果效。
It is indeed the fruit of your abundant grace upon us.
我们才可以坦然地来到你的光中。
So we're able to come boldly into thy light.
主，谢谢你，你实在是独行其事的主。
Lord, indeed we thank thee because thou art alone who work wonders.
我们到你面前来的时候，我们仰望你，让我们更多的认识你的自己。
As we come into thy presence, we do look to thee to show us more of yourself.
也认识你做工的方法。
That we would also know in the way which you work.
因为在你那永远的旨意的里头，你毫无保留的交出了你的自己。
Because in your eternal will, you have gave forth yourself without any reservation.
你也盼望我们是能完全的来接受你自己的丰富。
And you also desire that we can completely receive your abundance.
所以你在我们身上不住的启示你的自己。
So upon us, you continue to reveal yourself.
那我们晚上到你面前来的时候，我们仍然仰望我们的主。
This evening, as we come into thy presence, we continue to look to thee.
照着你的应许来向我们发出亮光。
According to thy promise, shed thy light upon us.
让我们看见你自己的荣耀的作为。
So that we will see thy glorious work.
和你那奇妙的恩典。
And the magnification of thy amazing grace.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
主啊，但愿你给我们在你话语的光照的底下，实在的看见你是如何的成就你所做的工。
May you indeed show us how you will complete and do your work under the enlightening of your word.
就吸引我们的心更多的归向。
Captivate our hearts to draw closer to thee.
主啊，今天晚上我们这段时间。
Lord, this evening's time,
我们仰望你,
we look to thee.
听我们的祷告, 奉主的名。
Listen to our prayer in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主, 我们用了一点的时间, 看过了神做工的方法的好几方面。
We thank the Lord that we have spent some time into a few areas in the principle in which God works.
我们看过神是按照他自己的旨意来做工的。
We have seen that God himself works according to his own will.
他不受任何人事物的影响。
He is not influenced by people, things, or events at all.
他怎么定规了，他就怎么的去做成。
He will accomplish as he has determined.
我们也看过，当神做工的时候，他其中的一个法则乃是分别出来。
We have also seen in one of the principles in which God works is by separation.
把神所要的分别为圣。
To what God desires, he will separate out and hallow it for himself.
然后神就把他的心意做成在其中。
And then God will accomplish his heart's desire in the midst.
我们也看过了。神做工的时候是借着生命来做工。
We have also seen the fact that God works according to life.
那也就是说借着十字架来做工。
That means he works according by the cross.
把十字架把旧造的来结束。
It is the cross that puts an end to the old creation.
而把新造的加进来。
And it is the cross who brings in the new creation.
这完全是一个生命的工作。
This is completely the work of life.
那我们也看过在神做工的时候，他一直使用着配搭的这一个原则。
We have also seen as God works, He continues to use this principle of working together coordinately.
他要人和他配搭。
He wants man to work together with Him.
他更要人与人中间有配搭。
Even more so, He desires that man work together amongst themselves.
借着配搭来显明他自己的好大、丰富和无限。
Through working together coordinately, we're able to manifest how great he is, how unlimited he is, and also how abundant he is.
我们也看过了少数人的法则。
We also seen the principle of a few.
那是我们上礼拜所看的。
That is also what we shared last week.
我们说
We say that God works, accomplishes His will through a few. God does not desire, does not need a whole a magnitude of people. But He does need man. Because when He first created man, He has entrusted the sovereignty of governing over the land to man. So He honors Himself. Therefore, as God works upon the earth, He also honors man whom He has committed to. Therefore, He does not need many. But He does need men.
如果没有人与他表同情,
if there's no one to find agreement with,
没有人站在他的那一边,
if no one stands on God's side,
他就等,
He will wait.
他甚至是停下来不做,
even to a point that God will stop from working.
一直等到他得到了人,
until He is able to gain man.
那他就显明他的作为,
then He will manifest His work.
除非到了一个极点,
unless it is to the ultimate point.
实在是没有人能与他
There's indeed no one that can find agreement with God. Then God Himself will magnify His own glory. But if possible, anyone who will find agreement with God, God will wait there.
是我们在, 神做工的历史的里面看到很多很多这样
Therefore, we're able to see many of such recordings throughout history as God works. On the one hand, we see God awaits for man. On the other hand, we do see indeed that God works through a few.
所以我们说这个少数的人的那个法则乃是得胜者的法则。
Therefore, we say the principle of a few is the principle of an overcomer.
从远古一直到现在,
from past to present,
神一直在那里等待有人体贴他的心意, God, 站在他的一边。
God continues to wait for individuals who are mindful and after His own heart and to stand on His side.
我们还没有看完, 神做工的法则还有一两样,
we have not finished looking into the principle in which God works. There are a few left.
但是在少数人的法则上面, 我们还是有一些话语要交通。
But upon this principle of a few, we still have some words to share.
因为当弟兄姊妹你留意到这个少数人的法则的时候,
because when we take note of this principle of the few,
我们就很容易发觉一件事情。
Very easily we'll discover one thing.
在神所有做工的法则的里头,
in all of the principle in which God works,
除了少数人的法则,
aside from this principle of the few,
神自己都能自由地在那里调度,
God Himself can freely direct.
他要分别, 他就按照他分别的那个原则可以在那里做工。
If God wants to separate according to that principle of separation, He will hallow it.
他要显明, 生命的作为, 他也可以自己在那里调度那个生命,
If God desires to manifest by the working of life, He Himself can freely direct the working of life. If God desires to manifest the principle of working together coordinately, again, He's freely able to do so. But when we look into this principle of the few,
到目前为止我个人的领会的上面,
until the present on my own personal understanding,
几乎是唯一, 是神不能调度的,
it is pretty much the only principle that which God Himself cannot direct,
而是神必须在那里等待人的,
but God is there waiting until man is wholeheartedly willing.
正因为这样,
because of that,
我们读雅各书的时候, 读到那里有那么一句话,
when we read the book of James, we read these words,
不要叫醒我所爱的,
when we read the Song of Songs, Solomon, do not awaken my beloved, but wait for her to be willing.
为什么要等她自己情愿?
Why is it that you must wait for her to be willing?
如果单是 看雅各书的话，
when we only look into the Song of Songs,
我们只看到那个事实，
we only see the fact.
我们是不大知道那个原因是在哪里。
We do not really know what the reason is.
因为那里你看不出是感情的问题。
Because we do not see the matter of feeling emotion.
如果你看那个是感情的问题，
if we see that's only a matter of emotion,
巴不得马上就把它弄醒。
Then you will realize quickly we want to awaken her.
但是他说不要。
But,
要请我所爱的。
Yes, do not awaken my beloved.
等他自己情愿。
But let her awake.
我们就要问为什么。
Then we must question why.
等到我们看到了那个少数人的法则的时候。
Until we're able to see the principle of the few.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事情。
Then brothers and sisters, you'll see one thing.
因为在少数人的法则这个事上面，神没有办法自由去调度。
Because within this matter of the principle of the few, God himself cannot freely direct.
神只能在那里等。
God can only await there.
那神就是一直在那里等。
And God forever awaits.
等到人心转向神。
Until man's heart turns to God.
要站在神的那一边。
Willing to stand on God's side.
那正因为这样的一个缘故。
It is because of that reason.
那我们对这个少数人的法则啊，就还有一些话我们不能不注意了。
That we do have some remaining words regarding this principle of the few that we must take note of.
因为我们可以知道有少数人的法则。
Because we may be aware of this principle.
但是我们却不知道少数人的法则在我们这一方面需要有什么一样的一个领会和受吸引。
Yet we may not realize the fact of this principle. What is our response that we must be captivated or to understand?
我们回到圣经的历史的里边。
When we return to the history in the scriptures,
我们非常清楚地看见少数人的法则是贯穿在整本的圣经。
Very clearly, we're able to see this principle linked throughout the scriptures.
除了上一次我们所提过的一些人。
Aside from the individuals who mentioned previously last time.
所以你也看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can also see.
撒勒和约书亚是少数人的法则。
When you look at Caleb and Joshua, they are the principle of a few.
约拿是少数人的法则。
You can see Jonah, he is a principle of a few.
耶利米是也少数人的法则。
You can see that Jeremiah is also under the principle of the few.
旧约的众先知都是少数人的法则。
You can see throughout the prophets in the Old Testament, they are also under the principle of the few.
就这么一提到众先知的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we mention about the prophets,
我们就更清楚地了解了。
Very clearly, we can understand.
先知是什么时候出来说话的？
When is it that the prophets arose to speak?
而不是在神的百姓很甘心情愿的跟着主的心意来往前行的时候。
It is not during the periods when all the people of God arose and are very wholeheartedly willing to walk according to God.
先知们说话的时候。
But when the prophets do speak,
如果不是神的子民背弃了神自己的心意。
If it's not the condition when the people of God have forsaken the heart of God,
也是他们很明显的落后在神的心意里。
It is also the condition when they're very evidently falling behind under the desire of God.
是在这种光景里头先知说话了。
It is under these conditions that the prophets speak.
那先知是人中间的极少数。
Now the prophets are very few amongst the people.
所以那个少数人的法则是很明显的。
Very clearly we can see that principle of the few.
那当我们一看到少数人的法则出现的时候，
Now when we see this principle appear,
我们就发现有两个不同的情形。
We'll discover there are two different situations.
那当少数人的法则显出来的时候，
Now when the principle of the few appears,
那神就有了做工的机会。
God will have the opportunity to work.
但是弟兄姊妹们要留意。
Yet brothers and sisters, you must take note.
神有了做工的机会。
Yes, God has the chance to work.
但是不保证神要做的工在当时有成功。
Yet it does not necessarily guarantee the fact that during that period of time, the work of God will succeed. Before we look into that condition, immediately then we'll have some reservation regarding this principle. You question that if God works through this principle of the field, that it would allow for the chance for God to work. Yet the work of God not necessarily will guarantee to be done. Then the question would be, with or without this principle, it doesn't seem to be a great difference. On the surface, that may seem like the case. But brothers and sisters, when you look into it in the actual situation, we discover, no, that's not the case. That is not the case. Let us take note.
要做的工作成有积极的方面和消极的方面。
In the work of God, as it is to be done, there are two aspects. One is passive and one is active.
有积极的结果和消极的结果。
In other words, you can say there are two results. One is passive and one is active.
但是不管是消极的结果还是积极的结果，那都是神。
Now, regardless of what the result may seem like, passive or active, it is still the work that God wants to be done. Let us take a look.
什么叫做积极的做成呢?
What does it mean to be actively done?
那就是我们举一个例子，你就看到了。
We'll have an example, you immediately see this.
那比方说,
For example,
但以理给扔到狮子坑里,
when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den,
那弟兄姊妹你就看到那个结果是积极的还是消极的呢?
Brothers and sisters, you can see the result. Is it positive or passive?
那是积极的。
It is active.
因为你看到神在那个时候封住狮子的口。
Because you can see during that time, God has shut the mouth of the lion.
而给但以理一个保护。
He has given Daniel protection.
仍然在那里显明神的权柄在巴比伦的当中,
there is still manifested the fact that God's authority is in the midst of Babylon.
那这个是自己的那个结果。
That is a very positive result.
但是你也看到一些消极的结果。
But we see also results that are negative.
并且这个消极的结果在旧约的先知的时代是太多了。
And throughout the history of the prophets in the Old Testament, those results are many.
尽管先知们在那里说话,
even though the prophets continue to speak,
但是神的百姓听见了等于没有听见,
yet the people of God, even though they heard, it seems as if they did not hear.
这明显很清楚看见,
very clearly we can see,
先知让神得着做工的机会,
the prophets allow for God to have the chance to work,
但神工作做出来了,
yet the work of God once brought about,
但是神的百姓没有反应,
yet the people of God did not respond.
神的百姓耳朵聋了,
the people of God, their ears are dumb,
眼睛傻了,
they're deaf and they're blind.
好像神在他们面前有任何的动作,他们看不见也听不见。
It seems like no matter what God does, they cannot see or hear.
很清楚的我们刚看完耶利米不久,
very clearly, we just finished the book of Jeremiah.
弟兄姊妹你就看到了,
brothers and sisters, you can see,
尽管耶利米在那里说话,
even though Jeremiah is speaking there,
人就是不听,
man does not want to listen.
神要做的就没有做成,
then God cannot do what he wants to be done.
神巴不得犹大可以不被掳到巴比伦,
God so much desires that Judah would not be taken captive into Babylon.
神这个心意也发表出来,
that is also God's desire made plain.
但是神的百姓没有接过来,
yet the people of God did not receive that.
那结果犹大是被掳到巴比伦去,
as a result, Judah was taken into exile in Babylon.
看到这样的结果的时候,
when you see such a result,
我们说呢, 神没有做工的机会就没有做工的机会。
We say that if God does not have the chance to work, then he did not have the chance to work.
但是当神有了做工的机会, 神也没有做成功。
Yet now God has the chance to work, yet it did not succeed.
那神做工跟不做工好像没有太大的区别。
Then what's the great difference of God working or not working at all?
是不是这样呢?
Is that truly the case?
不是,
no.
弟兄姊妹, 从消极的结果上面,
brothers and sisters, from a negative standpoint,
虽然你没有看见那个事情成就,
even though we do not see that being accomplished,
但是你却看见神的话语立定,
yet you can see the establishment of God's word.
神的话并没有空白的出来,
God's word will not come out empty.
事情还是照着神的话所发表的来成就。
The words will still be done according to the expression of God's word.
不过不是神所积极所要的那个果效。
Yet it may not be the positive result which God desires.
而是神所表达出来的那个消极的果效。
But it is a negative result that is brought about by God's word.
但是那个消极的果效还是神的工作。显明。
Yet that result is still the manifestation of God's work.
因为总是让人看见神的话语是立定的。
Because it still allows for man to see that God's word is established.
神没有给人说空白的。
God does not speak void words.
神的话出来就一定成就。
If his words are spoken, they will be done.
人如果按照神的话语来跟随。
If man follows according to the word of God,
那么神又做得做成。
Then God can accomplish what he wants done.
神如果不按照神的话来跟随。
If man does not follow according to God's word,
神所要做的当时没有做成。
What God was done at that, during that period may not have been done.
但是却给人看见神的信实没有改变。
Yet it still allows for man to see that God's own faithfulness did not change.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
We indeed praise and thank our Lord.
那因此当我们来看到少数人的法则的时候。
Therefore, when we look into this principle of a few,
我们必须有好些的话还要加上。
There are still much words that we must add on.
弟兄们
brothers and sisters,
我们一定一定要抓牢这样的一个事实。
We absolutely must grasp this fact.
如果属神的人都完全站在主的一边，
If all those who belong to God completely stands on the Lord's side,
那少数人的这个法则是不必出现。
Then the principle of the few would not need to appear.
但是如果你看见少数人的那个法则出现，
But when we do see the appearing of this principle of the few,
你就知道，
You will know.
整个的大环境不是向着神的。
The situation as a whole is not toward God.
整个大环境是背上神的。
The situation as a whole is rebellious, has its back toward God.
可以那样说。
You can say this way.
是在地上整个向着神的那个逆流的里边少数人的法则才出来的。
It is only under the, against the current, against the trend, that on the land, the principle of the few would appear.
因为当人都向着神的时候，
Because when everyone is toward God,
神要做工，到处都响应。
When God desires to work, there is a response everywhere.
只有在人逆向神的时候，
It is only when man rebels against God.
神要做工就不容易找到做工的条件。
It is only then it is not easy for God to find the opportunity to work.
在这样的情形的底下，
Under those situations,
就非常的需要少数人来站立在主的那里。
It is very much needed then for the few to stand on God's side.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
许多的历史给我们看到，如果没有人与神表同情，神就等。
Much history shows us that if man does not agree with God, God will wait.
等到一个什么程度呢？
When will God wait till?
等到神可以暂时的离开属神的人。
God will wait to a point that he will temporarily depart away from those who belong to him.
虽然神暂时离开属神的人，
Even though God will temporarily depart away from those who belong to him.
但是神还是在那里等。
Yet God is still waiting there.
我想一个最明显的、最明显、最明显的那个例子，乃是在以西结书里边提到神的荣耀离开圣殿的那一段的。
I think the most evident point about that is the recording in Ezekiel about the passage when God's glory left Jerusalem.
如果我们读以西结书的时候，
If we read Ezekiel,
你很清楚地看到，
Very clearly we can see,
神的荣耀从圣殿的里边出来，
God's glory came out from the temple.
神的荣耀离开了圣殿以后还停留在耶路撒冷。
After God's glory left the temple, it still remained in Jerusalem.
然后就从耶路撒冷到了
And then from Jerusalem, they went to the mountain in the east, that is Mount Olive. And then God's glory ascended into heaven. When we read Ezekiel and read this passage, we'll have that feeling. God's glory left His people. God's glory left the temple. It is something that God is not willing to do. So as God was leaving, in His heart, He was not willing. So from the Holy of Holies till the door, He was threshold of the door there, He remained. He was waiting to see if He needed to leave. But there's no way. He must leave. Then from the doorpost, then He went to the roof. He remained there. Why must He remain there? If you want to leave, just leave. Even though the scriptures did not go into much detail, yet we're able to be mindful of God's heart. He was not willing. So, when He left the temple, He was in the air in the, over the city of Jerusalem. It is still the same situation. And then when He was in the Mount of Olives, it is still the same case. It is, He was forced out. He left. And then Ezekiel tells us the reason. Because the Holy Spirit then led Ezekiel to see and examine the situation around the temple. One, the words say it very clearly. That it is the, in every corner of the temple, it is filled with idols. It is also filled with the worship of the idols.
没有一个角落, 神在说我暂时在这里歇一歇,
there was no place for God to have a place to find rest, that He can even rest. We can say it this way. It was Judah who forced God out.
是神是犹大把神的荣耀驱赶的。It was
Judah who cast out the glory of God.
所以后来我们曾提过，神说我在犹大找一个人站在破口来反堵。As
we have mentioned that if God was able to find one in Judah to stand in the gap,
但是神说我找不到一个,
yet God said He found none.
如果我能找到一个的话,
if you were able to find one,
我也不离开犹大,
He will not depart from Judah. He will not allow for Judah to be in exile. Sadly,
神失望,
God was disappointed.
甚至是可以说,
even to a point we can say he, God was hopeless. So He must temporarily leave.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
那所以我们要很清楚看到那个情况,
therefore we must see clearly that situation. Whenever the principle of the few shows,
定规是在那一个时候, 地上的那个大的局面是,
in general, the situation as a whole on earth is against God. If there is still somewhat of a minor possibility, God will still await there. It is because of that. We must take note then, how do those few prepare awaiting for God? Because for the few to be able to stand under those conditions on God's side, they must be equipped with certain qualifications. Now, these qualifications are not equipped to the general people belonging to God.
这样的条件,
if everyone was equipped with these conditions,
那, 那个环境就不是被那, 被上神了,
then naturally the condition would not be against God.
那因此我们不能不注意,
therefore, we must pay attention to this point.
那现在就碰到一个我们常常, 所交通到的那个问题。
So now we'll encounter a question that we'll encounter many times.
我们是, 我们可以知道很多的事情。
We say that we will know much things.
但是不等于我们已经有了那一些事情所要求的内容。
But it does not equal or mean that we already have all the content of our knowledge.
用实际的话来说就是。
Practically speaking,
我们可以有许多属灵的知识。
We may have much spiritual knowledge.
但是我们不一定有属灵的生命的实际。
But we may not have the spiritual reality of life.
如果没有属灵生命的实际。
Now, if we do not have the spiritual reality of life,
我们所知道的许许多多的事情对我们来说没有起什么作用。
Then much of our spiritual knowledge, you can say, has no function, no meaning for us.
这种光景特别是碰到神需要少数人来站出来的时候就更明显。
This condition is even made more evident when God does require for the few to stand forth for Him.
既然少数人要站出来的那个环境是一个悖逆神的环境。
In the condition when the few must stand forth for God is under a condition where it is against God.
是那个大的潮流不朝向神的环境。
It is when the mainstream is not toward God.
那所以你要站在神的那一边。
So in order to stand on God's side,
实在是需要有一些属灵的学习上的品质在那里。
Indeed, you must have the spiritual quality of training or exercise there.
我想有几方面是我们所不能不注意的。
I think there are several areas that we must take note of.
头一件事情就是
The first thing is,
我们跟随主的态度必须是没有保留的。
The attitude in which we follow the Lord must be one that is no withholding.
因为怎么在平顺的日子我们说要跟随主谁都可以喊得很响亮。
Brothers and sisters, in days when there are smooth sailing, we can all shout and proclaim that we can follow the Lord boldly.
但是真正要跟要需要那个跟随主的时候。
But in times when we do need to follow the Lord,
不可能凭口号来答应跟随主的。
It is not just by our voice that we say we follow the Lord.
必须要很实际来去跟随主。
But we must follow the Lord practically.
要很实际的去跟随主。
If we are to practically follow the Lord,
人就必须对主有一个很准确的态度。
Man must have a very accurate attitude toward God.
当然在一个很准确的态度以前要对上对主有一个很准确的认识。
Of course, before we have a correct attitude, before following the Lord, we have to have a correct understanding.
因为这里如果没有这样的认识和那个准确的态度。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not have the correct understanding and the correct attitude,
那是没有条件做少数人的。
We are not qualified to be those who are the few.
但是你说对主有认识
You say to have understanding of the Lord
需要很多的时间的累积才可以的哦
There needs to be much accumulation of time in order to have that understanding
说起来好像是
It seems as if
但事实上不一定
But actually that is not the case
那就是当我们读大以理书的时候
Now brothers and sisters when we read the book of Daniel
我们都能知道的
We know.
那个但以理和他的朋友们被掳到巴比伦的时候他们是少年人。
When Daniel and his friends were taken captive to Babylon, they were teens, they were young.
他们那个少年少到什么时候呢我们不知道。
Now we don't know how young they were.
大概是来二十岁左右。
Maybe they were teenagers around 20.
虽然在圣经里面有些时候说到少年人那一个那个范围好像是很大的。
Even though at times when the scriptures say when they are young, they can be quite older.
不过我们从但以理书，从但以理的年纪来算，
But from the book of Daniel, as we look into Daniel's recording and his age, we can come to a conclusion he was not very old at that time. Because he was taken captive during the reign of Jehoiachin. Until when he was old, it was during the reign of King Cyrus.
那弟兄姊妹们从被掳到古列王出来, 已经70年了。
Now, brothers and sisters, from that period of time, it is 70 years.
如果但以理是 15岁被掳去的话,
Now, let's say if Daniel was taken captive when he was 15.
那时候古列王元年, 他也该是85岁了。
In the first year of the reign of King Cyrus, he would be 85.
所以我们虽然不能确实地知道,
So even though we cannot accurately know the age of Daniel when he was in exile, but we can be assured that he was not over 20 years old. So brothers and sisters, you can see, when Daniel was captured, do not have a misunderstanding.
我们以为但以理他们生下来就敬畏神了。That
we would think once Daniel was born, he was God-fearing.
因为读但以理书的时候，很自然就产生这个错觉。
Because when we read the book of Daniel, very naturally we'll have that misunderstanding.
但以理他是敬畏神的人。
Daniel was one who feared God.
但如果他是敬畏神的人,
But if he was one who feared God,
在没有被掳以前，他应该是神说要寻找。
If he was one who feared God before the captivity, then as God was searching for one to stand in the gap, God surely would have found him. But God said, I have found none. Apparently then, he was not one who feared God during that time. He followed the royal family and the high officials to be those who did not fear God.
但是稀奇的,
but amazingly,
掳到巴比伦去的,
once in captivity in Babylon,
它里面就起变化了,
within there was a transformation.
不但是他一个人里面起变化,
not only within him,
除了但以理书里面所提到的四个少年人,
but aside from his friends, these four young men,
还是有一些犹大人到了巴比伦那边的时候才起变化,
there were some Jews who had transformed within once they were in Babylon.
连以西结先知都是其中的一个,
even Ezekiel himself was amongst that.
那就是当我们能也体会到这样的一些属灵的事实的时候,
now brothers and sisters, when we come to understand some of these spiritual facts,
我们就可以了解一件事情,
we'll come to know then,
一个人,
For one, to fear God,
不一定需要时间的累积,
it may not necessarily need the accumulation of time.
但是必须要他里面苏醒,
but within, he must be alert and awakened.
如果他里面是苏醒,
if within, he is alert,
不需要太长久的时间,
it may not be a very long period of time.
他能在神面前建立一个,
before God, he would establish a heart that fears God. He will acknowledge that God is his Lord. He will acknowledge the fact that aside from the Lord, there is no one whom he should follow. Brothers and sisters, that is very serious.
那你,
therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see one thing.
能显明出来的那些少数人,
those who are able to manifest as the few,
他们可能是在神的工作要开始以前, 他们与神就有准确的关系。
It could be the fact that before God's work is to be manifested, they have the accurate relationship with God.
他们也可能在神开始做工以前没有与神很准确的,
or it could be the fact that before God begins to work, those individuals may not have an accurate relationship with God. But once God's work is manifested, Within, they are impacted within. And from the impact of God within, they are awakened. Once those individuals awaken, they will see. They will hear. Brothers and sisters, these two conditions are
exist.
So do not necessarily think that it must be the accumulation of time and experience before God that they have the right attitude before God. It may not be the case. But regardless of the condition, if there is no heart that fears God, those individuals cannot stand on the side of the few. Because by nature, all of us are those who are not willing to choose God. And our weakness. It is the same with everyone. We are those who are afraid of man and not God. So as our Lord was speaking to the disciples, He mentions these words to the disciples. We can look at Matthew chapter 10. Our Lord says these things.
那是跟随主的人,服侍主的人遇到有难处的时候,
there He mentions about the matter, those who serve the Lord, they will encounter difficulty.
那其他的经文我不读了,我们就是读那一节,28节。
I won't go into all the verses, but just verse 28.
那28节那里怎么说呢?
How does it read?
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的,不要怕他们。
And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and the body.
弟兄姊妹,你看看,
brothers and sisters, see,
怎么就对着人的最弱的那个点就说了这么一句话。
God speaks directly to the weakest point of man and says these words.
不要怕人,
do not fear man.
包括不要怕鬼,
including do not fear the demons.
你要怕的,
but fear
要怕神,
God.
因为只有神能把人的身体和他的魂都扔在地狱里。
Because it is God Himself who is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell.
弟兄姊妹,你也许觉得奇怪,
brothers and sisters, you might find it strange.
怎么不打灵也扔到地狱里呢?
Why would you also throw the soul in hell?
弟兄姊妹,你晓得这样的人,
brothers and sisters, you have to take note of these individuals.
那个灵根本就没有苏醒过来,
these people are those very ones whose spirits are not awakened, it remains dead.
只有体跟魂还在那里动,
but it is only the activity of the body and the soul.
所以神主就说, 那杀身体不能杀魂的,
so the Lord says, do not fear those who can kill the body and not the soul.
但是那些能杀身体, 又杀魂把你扔在地狱里的, 你就要怕他。
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell.
这里不是很明显地告诉门徒说,
does this not very clearly tell the disciples?
你们要跟随主的话,
if you are to follow the Lord,
你们就必须要有一个这样的认定,
you must be determined in this way.
要敬畏神,
fear God.
不要怕人,
do not fear man.
怕人什么呢?
To fear man about what?
用神们, 怕人,
brothers and sisters, when you fear man,
不是单单指着那个有权势,
it's not merely those who are in power.
人家有权势,
they have power,
把你压在底下,
they can suppress you,
叫你喘不过气来,
that you cannot even take a breath, that you have no way to go. Even to a point, it will kill you. Then you fear them. That is authority there.
但是主说啊,你不要怕这些啊, 不单是只做人的权势,
but when God says, do not fear these people, not only speaking of their power and authority.
弟兄姊妹,你想的,
brothers and sisters, realize,
人的中间不是有间, 起码在中国人的中间有那么一个说话,
amongst men, there is this situation, especially in the Chinese, there is this saying.
说人言可畏,
they say they are fearing of the gossip or the accusing of others, the, what they say.
那弟兄姊妹,你留意,
now, brothers and sisters, you realize that man's words oftentimes give us fear.
不一定不单是怕人的权势,
now, not only to fear man's power,
也怕人的言说话,
but also man's words.
那当然有些话,
of course, some words
你需要怕,
you have to be afraid of,
因为他们说的是正义的话,
because they are speaking the righteous words.
说的是真理的话,
they are speaking the truth.
那你必须要怕,
so you must fear those.
但许多时候说人言可畏啊, 都不是说真理, 不是说, 公义,
but many times when you say you have to fear man's words, they are not speaking of the truth or righteousness.
这说什么?
What do they say?
说谣言,
now they're making gossip,
说捏造的,
the false accusation,
说猜想的,
that what they think and guess,
说想当然的,
and they are making things up.
这样一说说说说,
so when they say all these words,
就把人压下去了,
so it really suppresses man.
弟兄姊妹,
truly, many a times, these kind of situations threaten us.
但弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
在跟随主,
as you follow the Lord and want to stand on the Lord's side,
敬畏神而不惧怕人的那个态度的时候,
when you establish the right attitude to fear God and not man,
是包括这一方面,
includes this area.
不但是权势,
not only power,
而且是人的潮流,
but the current, the trend of man,
而人的言语,
the words of man.
我举一个实在的比方,
a very practical example.
这两天啊, 我看那个旧金山那个高级法庭判那个同性恋同性婚姻和州法违宪的那个理由,
when I recently read about the newspapers about the Supreme the California Supreme Court's verdict on the banning of the gay marriage,
我就觉得真有意思,
I find it very interesting.
如果这样的事物啊, 摆在, 几十年以前吧,
if you place this matter several decades ago,
绝对不会有这样的结论,
that absolutely would not have such a verdict.
但是现在就,
but now,
竟然可以能接受造出这样的结论,
you can have such a verdict.
那为什么呢?
Why?
我不说那个法官是受到言论的那个影响,
now, I won't say that the judge is influenced by all the claims or all the pressures.
但是你不能不留意到,
but you must pay attention.
这是现今那个潮流的那个趋向,
this is the direction in which the trend is flowing.
这个趋向啊, 好像把那个 公义啊, 真理啊, 的界限都模糊了,
this trend seems to obscure the truth and what is righteous.
如果呢, 种族的, 不同的种族的, 婚姻是不合法,
now, if you, let's say, take into the fact that you ban marriage between different races,
那个我们说是没有什么道理,
then we say that is completely unreasonable.
因为种族, 那只是一个歧视的问题。
Because with the different races, that is only being biased.
啊，你不要歧视，那当然那个不合法的问题就不存在。
So you cannot have racism. So then, is illegal. So it does not exist.
问题是那个歧视的问题。
So it is all a matter of the being biased.
但是如果拿那一个判例来引用在这一个同性婚姻的结论上面。
So if you use that same verdict upon this matter regarding the gay marriages,
这个好像有歧视的现象。
It seems like there is prejudice there.
但确实不是歧视的事实。
But it is not a matter, an issue about being prejudiced.
而因为种族那个是自然的规律。
Now, different races, that is a very natural law.
而这个自然的规律并没有否决不同种族的人不是人。
This law of nature does not deny the fact that just because you're in a different race, that you're not human.
因为所有的人不管你什么种族都是一样。
Regardless of your race, you're the same, you're equal.
你有眼睛我也有眼睛。
You have eyes and I have eyes.
你有鼻子我也有鼻子。
You have a nose, I have a nose.
你有思想我也有思想。
You think on your own and I think on my own.
我一样有感情。
You have emotions, I have emotions.
你没有办法举出一样作为一个成为人的条件的。人与人中间有区别。
You cannot have any distinction about the equality of being a man, a person.
说人与人中间有歧视，那个是不合事实。
So it is unreasonable, it is illegal to have prejudice amongst people.
但是在同性婚姻的这个事上面。
But upon this issue of gay marriage,
您能不能说？
Can you say,
也是一个自然的规律呢?
It is still a very a law of nature.
也是自然的规律。
It is still a law of nature.
但是这个自然的规律的本身已经给你看见当中有区别。
But in this law of nature itself, you see there is a distinction.
什么区别呢?
What is that distinction?
功用上的区别。
You can see the distinction in function.
就是明显的。
Brothers and sisters, very evident, very clear.
在功用上也好，在感情上也好，
whether in function,
在思想上也好，
in emotion, in thought,
是有一定的区别。
There is an absolute difference.
用这问题，我们引用那一个来说这个。
Brothers and sisters, if you use the other example to speak on this one,
不太合宜。
It is not appropriate.
但是因为现在这个潮流是那样，是这样。是这样走。
But because that is the current trend today.
只要你打出一个比较响亮的口号。
Now, if you have a slogan or a banner that is, you can catch someone's attention.
你说这个是歧视。
You can say then, you can put it under prejudice.
那他在那里，那就有很多思考了。
Then they have to give much thought to the matter.
所以我们说人的说话也常常在那里影响人。
So we can say, make claim that man's words influence others quite a bit.
但是一个真正在神面前你要敬畏神尊重神的人。
But one who truly wants to stand on God's side to honor God,
他们不是不听人的话。
It is not that they do not listen to others,
但是他们是更要留意主的话。
But rather, they have to obey, listen, more to the word of the Lord.
所以就是你看到使徒行传的时候。
So you can see in the book of Acts.
使徒们给当时的那个地方的官府和犹太教的领袖们抓住了给他们各种各样的苦待。
The apostles, once they were arrested and threatened,by the high officials, by the chief priests of the Jewish people and the rulers during that time.
说你不能再奉主耶稣的名说什么话。
They were threatened that you cannot speak anything in the name of the Lord Jesus anymore.
就是你记得 使徒们当时的回答是什么?
Brothers and sisters, you still clearly remember what the response of the apostles were.
那这在使徒行传第五章里啊。
That is in the book of Acts chapter 5.
那使徒们很明显在那里说啊。
The apostles clearly said there.
顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
Rather, you must obey God.
我要顺从神。
If I obey God.
我就不能管到人。有什么反应呢?
I don't mind how other men respond.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要有这样的一种心思。
But brothers and sisters, in order to have this heart,
那我们必须就有一个敬畏神、过于敬怕人的那种心思。
Then we must have a heart that fear and honor God more than we fear men.
我们是在感谢我们的。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
这是整本的圣经的记载在里头。
Throughout the recording of the scriptures,
你找到许许多多在逆流里边站在神一边的人。
You find many individuals who stand on God's side against the tide.
但你都看见他们有个共同的光景。
You see they have a similar condition.
他们敬畏神。
They fear God.
单单讨神的喜悦。
They solely seek to please God.
他们宁愿得罪人。
They rather offend man.
他们不敢得罪神。
They dare not offend God.
弟兄姊妹，这是个少数人的必须要具备的其中的一个条件。
Brothers and sisters, that is one of the qualities that those who are the few must be equipped with.
那另外我们还要注意的。
And we also have to pay attention.
除了有那么有这样的一个心思以外
，aside from having that heart，
还要有一个非常非常明确的认定。
They must also have a very accurate acknowledgement。
认定什么呢
？To acknowledge what？
神的话语不能改变。
That God's words can never be changed。
神的话语安定在天。
God's word is established in heaven。
人接受神的话也好，不接受神的话也好。
Whether man accepts or does not accept the word of God.
神的话语没有一点的更改的可能。
There is no possibility of changing God's word at all.
我们留意到这一件事情。
When we take note of this matter.
因为这样的一件事情啊。
Because this issue.
在整个的人类的历史的里面，从各种各方面你看到抵挡神的人，他们所做的各种各样的工作。
Throughout man's history, we can see those who oppose God and the work in which they do to hinder God's work.
当然，这个抵挡这些抵挡的背后，都是撒旦在那里做
鼓动。Of course, behind of all these opposition is the activity of Satan.
而这一种给撒旦鼓动出来的那种。那种方式是无法拔门的。
And all the schemes and ways in which Satan uses to oppose God is without end.
那他们从宗教这一方面来。
They come from the aspect of religion.
他们从道德这一方面来。
They attack from the aspect of morality.
他们从文化的那一方面来。
From literature.
然后他们从思想那一方面来。
From your thought, your mind.
我们稍微来注意。
Brothers and sisters, if we somewhat pay attention,
你差不多能看到。
You can pretty much see.
不是说，但是说现在。
Not only presently.
从古一直到现在。
Even from time past until today.
那种 原则性的东西都不过是用另外一种面貌出来而已。
They are all the same in principle, but they appear in different forms.
那个原则是一样的。
The principle is the same.
你比方说说宗教吧。
For example, in religion.
比如说从开头你就看见偶像的宗教一直在那里与神唱对台。
Brothers and sisters, you can see even from the beginning throughout, idolatry is standing on the opposite side of God.
从巴比伦的偶像起一直到希腊神话里边的那些诸神。
Even from the idolatry in Babylon into the Greek culture when there are many gods.
一直都是与神在那里唱对台。
They're all on the opposite side of God.
这一种心思到现在都没有过去啊。
Even until today, those thoughts still remain.
我们还是在地上看见许许多多的这样的事物。
We can see throughout the world today, there are so many of the same things.
那说到在基督教这个本来的本身的范围里头。
Even if you speak in the boundary of Christianity itself.
那我们看见从起初使徒教会不久。
We see even from the beginning in the book of Acts, that during the days of the apostles,
我们就看到许许多多的那个称为异端的,
we see many of the teaching of heresies appear.
你看哥罗西书的时候, 圣灵就用着保罗说了好些对付异端的那些事情。
Even from the book of Colossians, you see the Holy Spirit using Paul to speak much against heresy.
我们读这个提摩太, 前书跟提多书,
when we read 1 Timothy and Titus,
你也看到在那个时候已经有许许多多的另外的一些个教训在教会里头冒出来。
You can already see the appearance of many different teaching in the church.
一直到现在,
until today.
弟兄姊妹们, 你真看到五花八门呢?
Brothers and sisters, truly you see all different forms.
人家从外面来看,
externally, when others look at it,
那都是你们基督教里头的东西。
This is all your all Christian things.
他们没有说他们不是基督教。
They didn't say that they're not Christian.
他们说他们是基督教。
They say they belong to Christianity.
连那些不信派他们都说他们是基督教。
Even the unbelievers, they say they're Christian.
连那些根本就说神只不过是一种幻象的，那些基督教领袖他们所代表的还是基督教。
Even those who claim that Christianity is only a thought, and they are the Christian leaders, and they still claim to be Christian.
人家是尽管可说，哦，你们。 这个是你们基督教里头家里的事。
Others can say this is all belong to Christianity, so it's in-house, it's all your affairs.
但是一个真实跟随主的人,
but one who truly follows the Lord,
已经为神的人,
and they truly fear the Lord,
看问题就不是这样看,
when they look at the issue, that would not be the way they look at it.
名称上是不是基督教,
they do not look at it by name if it is Christianity or not.
也不是看他们所引的根据是不是圣经说。
They do not merely look at the words if it's Bible-based or not.
他们所要看的是神究竟是怎么说了。
But they must look into how does God say it.
弟兄姊妹你晓得,
Brothers and sisters, realize,
要是从圣经里面引用圣经的话,
if you're merely just to use words from the Bible,
你可以制造各种各样的道理和神学思想出来,
you can make so much theological thought and doctrine from words from the Bible.
但是问题是在哪里?
But where's the issue?
这是所谓神学思想,
all these theological thoughts,
这是所谓宗教的理论,
all these doctrine in religion,
是不是神说的呢?
Is it what God truly says?
人家说,
others say,
从圣经引出来的,
they say it is from the Bible.
圣经是这样说,
and this is what the Bible says.
弟兄姊妹这个话是很有讲究的。
Brothers and sisters, no, you have to look into the word.
圣经是这样说,
yes, it is written that way in the Bible.
但是圣经里面记载了不少撒旦说的话。
But also in the Bible, there are many words that record what Satan says.
你要把撒旦说的话, 引用出来的时候, 你说圣经是这样说,
if you use the references where it records Satan's speech, then you say that is in the Bible.
怎么可以这样说呢?
How can you put it that way?
我们要注意的,
what we must pay attention to,
那是神借着圣经上我们说出来的, 他自己的意念和想法, 和心思,
we must realize this is how God speaks to us through His words and how He says it. What's His heart? What is His desire? And what is His thought?
这个是我们所要注意的。That
is what we must pay attention to.
这个是神的话说,给我们要留心的。
This is what the Word of God lets us pay attention to.
所以我们不是说, 因为有各种各样的道理了,那只要是 只要是人家引经据典了，我们就接受了。
So just because there's new doctrines and truth, and they say the reference is from the Bible, then we can accept it.
弟兄姊妹们，没有这样的事。
Brothers and sisters, no such thing.
主的话就是主的话。
The word, Lord's words are the Lord's words.
主的真道就是主的真道。
The Lord's truth are the Lord's truth.
弟兄姊妹，当你读到启示录。
Brothers and sisters, when you read the seven epistles in Revelation, even though not all seven letters have those words,
但是里头好几封书信里面都有那样的话语,
but many of those letters have these words. You did not forsake my words. But you have kept my word. You did not forsake my name. Brothers and sisters,
这个话,
who does the Lord say these words to? He is speaking to the church. He is speaking to the church as a whole?
不,
no.
He
is speaking to groups in the church. He is speaking to the group in the church that are the few, that are the overcomers. When everyone as a whole has forsaken me, yet you have kept my word. Therefore, you have become an overcomer.
弟兄姊妹,当我们去读那个以弗所,对不起, 启示录的七封书信的时候,
Brothers and sisters, when we do read those seven letters in Revelation,
你非常明确地看到这些个事情,
very clearly you can see these things.
甚至你读到那个推亚推拉教会的那封书信,
even when you read the letter to Thyatira,
那里明明就说到,
very clearly there it says,
那个自称为先知的耶洗别啊,
Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet,
她的教训你们竟然有人去接受,
yet there are some who accept her teaching.
也说到那个有撒旦座位的, 那个地方啊, 那里所传出来的尼哥拉党的教训啊, 你们也去接受,
and you even accept the words from the Nicolaitans that preach the word of Satan.
就说你留意到这些,
brothers and sisters, when you pay attention to all of these, it is all within the condition of the seven churches. When they bring forth these teachings, would they not claim it to be the word of God? Of course, they would not say it is not the word of God. They would say, this is what God says. Yet, our Lord did not acknowledge those words. Our Lord says, this is the teaching from the
Nicolaitans,
and this is the teaching of Jezebel. And this is the teaching of Balaam. You can see throughout the church there are so many strange things. Therefore, when we follow the Lord, how do we follow? If you want to follow man's doctrine, you will not have a correct direction. Now, this is from the boundary of religion. It's somewhat easy for us to distinguish in the realm of religion. Because if we're able to divide the word of truth rightly, then we're able to realize what God says amen to and what that He does not say amen to. But if those matters are not within religion, some may speak with philosophy. They speak and it's very reasonable. They will dissect and analyze everything that makes a lot of sense and has a lot of reason. So the conclusion would be, there is no God. Or they say, God is only a morality. You say, that makes sense. Brothers and sisters, when you encounter this condition,
你怎么来定规你要做的决定呢?
How do you come to determine your decision?
是根据人的道理,
is it by man's reasoning?
还是根据神自己的话语呢?
Or is it by God's own word?
除了这一方面,
aside from this aspect,
我还有许多科学上的一些理论,
there are still much scientific theory. Brothers and sisters, when you have this banner under science,
真实的,
then all the theories and possibilities, they become truth.
说的是绝不会再假的,
and they say it in a way that this must be the true fact.
我们不住地碰到这些事情,
we encounter these all the time.
我又忘掉了,在报纸上看,又说发现什么恐龙化石。
I forgot the news, but it seems like they discover more fossils now.
就是前一两天就说,肯定是那个几千万年前的。
They discover more dinosaur fossils, and they claim it to be millions of years old.
就说发现一个小矮人。
And they even find that they find a little people.
那个小矮人也是人的祖宗是进化来的,但这个是比那个更,过去所说的那个还要早一点的。
Yeah, these remains they claim to have found that they also come from evolution and they're a man's ancestors even from longer back.
不住地出来这些个东西。
And these things continue to appear.
那我们怎么样呢?
Then what do we do?
那圣经上面说的话都不大可靠了。
We then question the word in the Bible that is not trustworthy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们承认，
Brothers and sisters, we confess.
我们的心思是非常脆弱的。
Our hearts, our thought is very weak.
抵挡神的那个权势， 从古到今是从各种不同的方面来拒绝神。
The enemy's opposition throughout the ages attacked God from all aspects.
扰乱神。
To shake God.
而且你看到这种潮流啊, 是越来越好像越宽广。
And we're able to see this trend continue to grow more broad.
真正要持守在神面前的人, 越来越稀少。
Those who truly want to stand on God's side become more rare and few.
在这样的光景的底下,
Under these conditions,
我们怎么拣选呢?
How do we choose?
还是持守在神的面前?
Do we still stand fast before God?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
就是在这样的光景的底下,
it is under these conditions,
少数人才显出他的价值,
it is the few who manifest their value.
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
还有一样我们也要注意到的,
there's another thing that we must take note of.
当然整个的大环境都是在那里抵挡神。
Of course, when the whole situation is against God,
那因此造成的, 那一种气氛呢,
then the atmosphere that brings about,
都是要叫我们心思上很受影响。
It's one that would greatly influence our heart.
这个影响不是 对神有摇摆,
this influence is not that it's shaking toward God.
不是,
it's not that.
比方说刚才所说那么许多都摇动不到你。
For example, all the previous examples we share, it cannot shake you at all.
但是时间一长久,
but once time goes longer and longer,
这一种气氛会叫我们落在另外一种的
Under such an atmosphere for such a long time, it can allow for us to fall under another trap.
弟兄姊妹,我们都知道我们人另外的一个缺陷乃是我们容易凭眼见。
For we know man's other shortcoming is that very easily we go by sight.
因着凭眼见的缘故,
because of this matter of going by sight,
短时间你也许 不会受太多的冲击。
For a short period of time, you may not be greatly impacted
at all. 但是时间一长久了,
but once the time draws longer, under the same atmosphere,
人很难不会想想我为什么那么傻, 要在那里做挡箭牌呢?
It will be difficult for man not to consider the fact, why am I so foolish to stand against everything?
为什么我不可以体贴一下自己呢?
Why can't I just be somewhat mindful of myself?
我体贴一下自己,
if I'm somewhat mindful of myself,
那我就不必承受那么许多的苦恼了。
Then I don't need to suffer all this sorrow and headaches.
弟兄姊妹们, 的确是这样。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, that is the case.
如果我们看见少数人的原则的时候，会激动起我们那个雄心。
If we see the principle of the few, it might stir up our ambition.
巴不得我们也能做一个站在神一边的少数人。
That we would be willing to be one who stand on God's side to be the few.
但是真实的看见少数人的遭遇的时候
，But when you see that what the few will encounter,
你就知道作为一个少数人所要付的代价是多重。
When you realize what is the heavy cost to be the few would cost.
我们看少数人不是看少数人的成功。
When we look at the few, we do not look at the success of the few.
如果他们成功，那是神自己做成的。
If they do succeed, it is done solely by God.
你要看少数人的话，
If we want to look at the few,
你必须是看少数人的那个所付的代价。
You must look at the price that the few are paying.
就这么，如果做一个少数人不必付代价的话，谁都做少数人。
Brothers and sisters, if being the few does not need to pay any price, everyone would want to desire to be the few.
但是作为一个少数人，他要付很多的代价。
But to be the few, there is a heavy price to pay.
而最低限度，他要付忍受孤单的代价。
At the very least, you have to be paying the price to be lonely.
而最低限度，他要忍受人的讥诮，甚至是辱骂的代价。
You have to be ready to pay the price to be shamed by man, to be mocked by man.
更严重一点的。
To be even more severe.
是肉身也要受损害的代价。
It may be a physical harm that you must be ready to bear.
更严重一点的。
Even more severe.
肉身受摧残到命都上吊。
You must be ready to take blows, to physical blows, even to a point that you will lose your life.
这是都是在眼睛里面的事物。
These are all things by sight.
你就是闭着眼睛啊，你还是看见的。
Even if you close your eyes, you will see them.
你睁开眼睛固然是看见。
Of course, you see them if you open your eyes.
你闭着眼睛仍然是看见。
But even if your eyes are closed, you will see them.
在一个眼见的光景的里
下。Under these conditions by sight.
你要做一个的甚至少数人的话了。
If you want to be the few,
你就没有办法让眼见来引动我们体贴自己的心思。
You cannot allow by the physical, visible things to stir up, yourself to be mindful of yourself.
弟兄姊妹记得了。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
耶利米书我们刚读过不久啊。
We finished reading the book of Jeremiah.
很多事实很新鲜在我们的记忆里啊。
There are many things, many events still very fresh in our minds.
耶利米说的话呀，有谁听呢？
Who will hear the words of Jeremiah?
人就不要听他了。
Man does not want to listen to him.
那对耶利米有什么好处吗？
To Jeremiah, did he benefit?
如果从肉身来说
Physically speaking,
一点好处都没有。
He had no benefit at all.
因为他这样说话
Because when he said these things,
他就给误会兵抓起来了。
He was arrested by the guards.
后来又给他弄到水牢里头去了。
And then he was thrown into the water dungeon.
准备要在那里把他饿死了。
He was ready to be starved to death there.
那这些日子好过吗？
Are those days pleasant?
不好过。
No.
这都是眼见的事情。
Brothers and sisters, these are all visible things.
在眼见的里面
When in the visible things,
耶利米会不会想
Would Jeremiah think,
我为什么那么傻呢？
Why am I so foolish?
我就不说他们喜欢，不说他们不喜欢听的话就对了吗？
Why don't I just stop saying things that they do not want to hear?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
耶利米是神所选中的少数人。
Jeremiah is the few whom God has chosen.
他没有给眼见来喝倒。
He was not threatened and struck down by the visible things.
我们也记得。
We also remember.
在亚哈王的时候。
During King Ahab.
在以色列有一个先知叫做米该亚。
There is this prophet in Israel who is Micaiah.
他总是把神的话直接就对亚哈王说。
He always said the direct words to King Ahab.
每次说出来都不是亚哈王要听的。
It is always not the words that King Ahab wants to hear.
那一次，犹大王下来 看望他。
Now one time when the king of Judah came to visit him.
那亚哈王正要出去跟人打仗。
When King Ahab was going to go out to into battle.
他就邀请犹大王啊陪他一块去打仗。
He asked King of Judah to go along into battle with him.
犹大王就说啊。
King of Judah said,
好不好问问耶和华的先知我们要不要去打仗。
Why don't we ask the prophet of the Lord to see if we should go out to fight?
亚哈就说好啊那就叫先知们来嘛。
Ahab said, fine, let's get the prophets here.
所有给教导。
And so all the,
亚哈王那里来的先知啊。
All the prophets that came before Ahab.
都说。
They all said,
可以打。
You can go.
一定打赢。
You will be victorious.
那个耶和华又要把敌人交在你手里。
They told him that the Lord will hand your enemies to you.
但是犹大王看看这些先知们说话好像不大对。
But the king of Judah saw these prophets and did not feel right that they were speaking truly.
所以他就问亚哈。
And so they asked King Ahab.
除了这些先知再没有别的先知了吗？
Aside from these prophets, are there none other?
亚哈就说
Ahab said,
还有一个
there's one more,
叫做米该亚
and that's Micaiah.
我恨死他了
I really don't like him.
他跟我不说吉言都是说的都是凶言
He never says any words of blessing for me, always things that are bad.
犹大王说
And so the king of Judah said,
也把他叫来听听耶和华怎么说嘛
Now why don't we call him too to see what the Lord has to say?
那他一来呢
And so when he came,
亚哈王就说
King Ahab said,
你总是说凶言。
You always speak evil for me.
这次你总得给我说吉言了吧。
Now you should say something good this time, right?
那结果呢?
The result?
米该亚还是照着神的话直接对他讲。
He still speak directly the word of the Lord to King Ahab.
那结他还说的。
And he also said,
你这次出去打仗。
This time when you go out to fight,
不但是输
Not only will you lose,
并且你要给人打死
You will die.
亚哈王气起来了
And so King Ahab was very furious.
就把米该亚
And so he imprisoned Micaiah.
就说等我得胜回来我就要你的命
Now when I come back victorious, I will kill you.
米该亚只是回答他一句话
He only said this in reply.
若是你能回来就证明神没有跟我说话
If you can come back victoriously then God did not speak through me.
那结果
The result
当年当那一次战役果然是战死了
Of course then King Ahab died in battle that time.
但是问题就在米该亚
But the issue is for Micaiah.
他不能体贴他自己一下吗？
Can he not be mindful of himself?
反正他这次出去打仗就要死掉了。
Since King Ahab was going to die in battle anyway.
我就不说他死掉，我不说话。
Now, I won't say he will die, I'll just keep quiet.
或者我说，耶和华没有话给我。
Or I can just say the Lord didn't tell me anything.
那不，就不必自讨苦吃了吗？
So I don't need to suffer for nothing.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
米该亚，他是让神有做工的机会。
Micaiah was one who allowed for God to work.
来显明神的作为的。
He allowed for God's work to be manifested.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们看教会的历史。
If we look at the history of the church.
别的我们不说。
We won't say any other.
说个人人都知道的。
Even something we're very familiar with.
马丁路德。
Martin Luther.
你晓得他当年为主说话的时候
You know, when he spoke for the Lord,
他的处境是何等的艰难。
His circumstances were very difficult.
如果他要体贴自己的
If he wanted to be mindful of himself,
那到今天我们也许还没有知道因信称义。
Probably today we may not even be aware of the fact that it is justification by faith.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们实在看见
Indeed,
整个属灵的历史的里头。
We see throughout spiritual history.
少数人这一个法则是神的工作的里头一个不能缺的法则。
The principle of the few is a principle amongst the work of God that cannot be lacking.
因为其他的法则神自己完全可以自由调度
Because amongst the other principles God can directly freely direct himself
只有这一个法则神需要人
But it is only this principle of the few that God needs for the few to stand wholeheartedly willing on His side. It is even more evident in recent church history. We thank God. He is a God who does not change. How He is in the past, He is the same today. In the past, He needs men for Him to work. Today, He also needs men in order for Him to work. But not many realize that man must agree with God in order for God to work. So, the principle of the few is not a simple one. It's one that we must pay very much careful attention to. So, we would ask God not to only show us this principle that exists.
But
may we also ask the Lord to give us a desire that we want to be individuals who stand on His side to be counted as the few. So that God will be able to do the work He is to accomplish on earth. I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.